something in the Mishnah on Pei on the Beis. So Mishnah says, "Lo yomer lo harik sibosei manachos al shulchan, al kol nechosav achroim l'ksubosav, v'chein lo yomer adam leishter harik sibosei manachos al shulchan, al kol nechosav achroim l'ksubosav." The husband can't take the value of the ksuba, put it on, and put it there, and say, "This is it, and it's your responsibility to take care of this property. Something happens to it, it's your problem." He can't pay off the ksuba early, basically. Designate this property and say this is going to be it. If that's gone, his property will remain responsible for the ksuba. In the first scenario, with the case of Yibum, it would be the property which he was yarish from the brother. It wouldn't be all the property. Okay. So Girsha, if he's Megarish, this woman that he did Yibum to, so Ein Leksuba. So she has the right to the ksuba, and that's it. Now, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is she doesn't have a schus of mechira beforehand.
Okay.
Hikzira rehi kol noshim bein la ksuba bavat. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Let's see what Rashi does for us over here. Shlavan al-Khasim, Kashim Ishmer Yavam. So Bisham and Basil both agree in that situation that Mukher is the sentence Makai. Let's say she died during that time. Maya Sabiksubasa bin Dunya Shikhnisa Loi. So then the Ksuba means referring over here to the Nadunya, which she brought into the marriage. Mishamatan Loi Biksubasa, and they did a Shuma in the Ksuba. They did a shuma of its value, and they wrote it up in the ksuba. The kibbutz love achri yusin, and the husband was mekay, was took responsibility for if anything happens to them. And v'rishar lo hitziyim, and that also means that the husband has a right, if he so desires, is to sell them, and he's a chray for the money. We just had over there in Yavamis that if there that something which is shrach by sevia, which if it would be something which there's chashivas to the family by bringing it back in, she has the right to get the item back, and he can't do that. But basically, he's taken possession of that. Now. But when he died, in the situation he died, so now he holds it back to her. So she doesn't take possession of them immediately, because since she's awaiting Yibum, and when Yibum takes place, the Yavam will take over these properties. So she doesn't get it back. Nor if the husband will die with it, not in the situation of Yibum. So she has a right to collect. The Almana has a right to collect the Ksuba. That means she has a right to collect the Nadunya, which is there. But she hasn't done so yet because of the situation, which is the waiting Yibum, and then she dies. So what do you do with the ksuba, i.e. with the nezunya? And besides the nezunya, there's nixi malug, hey nixi malug, shein shaman oisam olav. He doesn't take responsibility for them. And that also means he can't sell them. When she comes in, they come in with her. And when she leaves, they go with her as well. Okay. So Beishame says that you divide Yershe Baal and Yershe Hav. They divide it. And Basila says that the chasim had the chasim yotzim ima. So those nisim malug were really in the chesed of the isha. Since her husband died first, her husband wasn't yerusher. the Yom Dinatu Yimon because she died, it'll go to the Yershei Ha'av. And the Nadunya was Becheses Abal, if it goes to Yershei Abal. But Yishama says you split the two. Okay, so Zakrashi Yavom is Perik Acharlitz Kamafarish. Over there, Yavom is in the fourth Perik. Maisha Resha Kishika Yemis. If Beishama is the one who says Benitzim Malug that Beishama says she can go sell it even after Erison, she has the right to go sell it. Chachila. And so Shemeres Yavam is not better than a situation of Erison. If anything, it's worse. So here we have that he mamash did Erison, and Beishami says she can go sell the properties, etc. So we would argue in that situation that the Baal doesn't really have any schusim in it. Now she's in a situation of Shemeres Yibum. And we say we're going to split the property when she dies. We're going to split it. Why she split it? She goes fully to Yershei Ha'av, to her Yershim. So the Yershei Ha'av get a schus in the property, which when he was alive he didn't have any schus in. So how should that work?
Yershei
Ha'av. Okay. Okay, so the more over there asks the question, and Rashi does not give you the answer. And the second point over here, it says that. We agree that the Nadunya, Beishama agrees, it really goes to the Yershei Habal. That's not part of the issue. What should happen? That those Mamash are Bishus, were Bishus Habal. And therefore, his Yershim will get it. And the only said, Yechlok, in regards to Nisim Maluk. Okay. Fine. Bishul Arman Nechosim, the Tzad Barzel, Beches Kosim. So the Nechosim, so the, it says Nechosim or Beches, it's in Nechosim Beches Kosim, and the Ksuba Beches is Yershei Habal. So the Ksuba is Beches is Yershei Habal, Nechosim and Nechosim Yotzimimo Beches is Yershei Habal. So, what is that phrase? Basil says, Nechosim Beches Kosim. I mean, really, it covered everything. The Ksuba, which means the Nadunya is Beches Yershei Habal. And the Chosim Yetzima is the Beches Yershei Hab. So, what's the phrase, Nechosim Beches Kosim? So, Rashi, the Gemara there learns that the Ksuba means the Mono Messiah. So, which there was a chiyuv ksuba, but it was a shibud on the property, and now she died, and her yarshim don't get the schus to be gavur ksuba, and the chosim beches kosim is referring to nitzis tzen barzel. So we read the Mishnah Beisila says the chosim nitzis tzen barzel or beches kosim. Now that's ambiguous. We'll see what does it mean. The beches kosim, but what does beches kosim mean? Ksuba is Beches Yershei Habal, because that's really his money, his property, which is with a shibud on it, so that goes over to the Yershim. And they say, Maluger Beches Yershei Hab. Fine. So what does Nechazim Beches Kosin mean? Nechazim, the Tzun Barzim Beches Kosin. Vavasa Perak Mishameis, Mefarish Beches Kis, Mihem Mokzakim. Now, but who is that? So there's a Mechlokas over there in Vavasa. What does that mean? Does it mean Beches is Yershei Habal? Hobach Yusin Olov. Do we look at Nisus and Barzil as they remained hers, and therefore her Yerushim will get it? Or do we look at that since he took full achrayus for it, it goes Bechesed Yerushayav? Now, in the case of where there wasn't this scenario,
because who took full achrayus for it?
The husband. This is a
Barzil.
Because Yoshe Abel, because he took a chrayus for it, or because Yoshe Av, of the Isha, the Av, because they were hers. The case over there in Babasa was a case where a man and his wife were in a building, and the building collapsed and killed them. And the question was, who died first? So she died first, so all the property goes over to the Baal. And now when he dies, his Yerushim will take all the property, because the Baal is Yerushim, all of the property of the wife. Everything. If, however, he died first, so she would get her Nixay Son Barzal back from the husband, and in that situation, when the husband dies, the woman takes back her Nidunya, and the Simulug were hers the whole time. So then when she dies second, we go to her Yerushim, to the Yerushim Ahav. So we don't know who died first. So the Mishnah says over there in the Chasim Beches Chasim, and that's more as a machlokes. What does that mean? So in regards to the Nadunya, does it mean the Beches Yoshe Abal because he had possession of them Bechayov? Now the question: what did that change? We leave it with Chazaka, and therefore his Yerushim will get it. And one says because Yosha Isha, because he brought she, that because they were hers. Okay, so Rashi applies that same machlokes which is over there to our mission over here. That we have two ways to teach the Chosim Beches Chosim. Yes, we.
What Nechosim?
Sern Barzal. Yeah. Okay, Mona Masayma Tosefis Shurim Lava Lo Mishal Baal. That's her ksuba that she has the right to collect, but that remains becheskes yershe habal. And fine. Okay. Now the mission continues and says that not in the case where she died, but he proceeds to the shemesh yavim proceeds to the process of yibum. So if there is money which was left over, so Yichud ben Karka, Fishik Suvasa al Nitzay Ba'ala Harishin, Kitana Kamon, her schus to collect the Ksuba is specifically on the property brought in from the brother which died. Therefore, all of the property of the mace is now considered responsible for the ksuba. If he's miyabim, he gets the rights to Paris. Because sober metalti mishtabdi the ksuba, and this mishnah is going that metalti mishubit. So, if the metalti mishubit to the ksuba, we have to maintain them. See, the new husband, the Yavim, can't spend them. So you have to buy karka with it, and the Baal will get the Paris, and the karka is Meshub to the Ksuba. So the same thing with Paris or Tushman to karka, you do the same thing. If the Mechubra, what do you do? So Rameir says, you do Shaman son the Ksuba, Kalmash, Gola, Bershusa, Mace, Akron the Ksuba. So even though it grew, it was mechubar lekarka means at the time of the death of the mace, it was grown, but it was still attached, it had not been harvested yet. So that is still meshubah to the ksuba. Become a person mechubar lekarka shaloi gemara parakalo. So the Gemara is going to ask, but even if it is shaloi, it belongs to the mace, Right. So, but it's not better than the karka, which we said the halacha is that it's meshubah to her ksuba. Instead of meshubah to the karka, it's part of the karka. So the right is meshubah to the ksuba. So when he detaches it, we should argue now we should have to buy karka with it and eat the peris. Okay, that it said. Chum said, "Tushim in the karka called cutting, but is a chabeh." So metalta the ksuba la mishtabdi. So they're not the metalta are not mishub to the ksuba. Elam came tofsa unless she took possession of it already. Umichaim the baal being in tvisa that kilakamon bekosim that and that would only be if she took possession when the husband's alive. With the nami the pligi aksofim the mashak aksofim repairs solution. According to the chachamim. The same way it says Paris Hatlushim, Kol Kadam and Zachar Behem, similarly, regards to the Kasef, we'd have the same rule according to Chomim that Kol Kadam and Zachar Behem. It does even reik ishtoi, Mefarash Gemor, what's this telling me? But the Ksuba is only on Nitzah Bala Rishon. Fine. He can't tell her your ksuba sitting on the table, but rather all of his lechasov. So Rashi is called lechasov sheirsh miyachi. It means it's not all of his property. It means all the property he got, but Yerusha is responsible for the ksuba. Girsha liyabim to lachar shakon. So he did yibum, and now then he divorces her. Say la leksuba. So Reuven died, Shimon did Yibum, Shimon divorces her, so then he pays off the ksuba, and then the rest of the property of the brother is now, he has full possession of it. But Kolzman, he has not divorced the wife, he cannot sell out the property because that property is meshubah to the isha for the ksuba. So none of the property can be sold away. If he remarries her, reikah hol nashim the tam bepirkan to the kamban begaris isha bechzira almanas ksuba harishayna hechzira. So when he remarries her, in that type of situation, he's remarrying her with a commitment. We assume that the terms of the original ksuba. So what's the chiddush over here? So that would mean that again the property of the brother is now meshubah to the ksuba, and the husband can't sell it. But he doesn't mean to be meshubah the rest of his property in the second marriage. Arguing that's not a yibum situation, he's remarrying her almanas the original ksuba. Okay. Yiboy lehu, zot the Gemara. Shemer sev mishamesa mi kaivra. So, Mishnah says the case we had the woman who's awaiting yibum and she died. So, who has the responsibility of kibura? Do we say Yerusha Bal Kavri law, the Koyarsi Ksuba? The Yerusha Bal are going to take the Nichsei Tzern Barzel. So again, like you pointed out, had she had Yibum, the Miyabim, the Yabim would get the all of the property of the husband which died. But since it never ends up in being Yibum, so all the property goes amongst the Yershim of the person who died. So, normally the person who was the Yerush of the property of the Nifter has responsibility for Kavura. So over here, well, the her property is her nichsei tzern barzel and her nichsei malug. Well, the yorshei baal get the nichsei tzern barzel. But the yorshei ha'av, which means her yorshim, are the one who get her nichsei malug. So who is the chiyuv kvura? Rashi points out that the chiyuv kvura is on the husband when he's, if the woman dies before the husband, so he has a chiyuv of kvura because he yarshins the ksuba, which means he yarshins the nadunya. Because Chazal tied the din ksuba to the din kvura, so that should be an argument. Fine. That's the argument to say it should go to the Yorshei Ksuba. Amar Amram Toshma. The Tanya Shemesh Yom Shemesa. Yorshei Ksubosa Chiyavim Kvurasa. The ones who the Yorshim, which is which Yorshim, the ones who get the Ksuba, those are the ones who are Chayav Kvura. Which would mean over here the Yorshei Habal. Amar Baya Afanan Namitinina. Not only is it Bryce, it's a Mishnah. There was no Yib. The man died. The woman was waiting for Yibam, then she died. So never had Yibam. She never ended up having Yibam. So the Yorshim would be referred to the Yorshim of the husband which had died. Rabbi Yafanan Namitinina. Almona Nizonis Menichse Yisem. Masiyadeh Shalahen. So Chazal said that she has a right to stay till she collects her ksuba and then she basically leaves. She has the right to continue to be supported from the property of the Yisem. And in order there shouldn't be an Ava situation, so therefore they get the Maisi Adayim, because they would be quite upset if she gets her support from them and then she takes all of her work and gets to keep it for herself. That would create an animosity between the two. But the Yisamer not Chayab in the Kvura, but Yerusha Yerushik Subasa Chayab Mekvurasa. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah says. Ve'ezoy almona sheyesh lo shnei yorshim. Have you ever zushim eres yavim? So, what's the scenario which the Mishnah is addressing? That we have, she has no children from she has no. She has no children from this marriage. She might have children from a different marriage. Okay, the case of the mission was clearly that the man died with his children. That's not the case. The case of mission is not the case of Yishmael Yavam. But the mission adds this phrase, Yorshei Yorshik Subasa Chiyav Mekvurasa. Sounds like there's a different set of Yorshim besides the Yisoimim. So that must be referring to a different case. Because in the case there's the assignment of the Baal, they are going to be the assignment of the Baal when the woman dies, if they're her assignment, so obviously they're Yerusha. If they're not her children, So she got her property back, and it would go to her Yershin. It would go to her Yershin. So why can't that be the case in the Mishnah? It probably could be. It would be the same point. You'd have the same scenario. There are Yershim of the Baal, which are distinct from the Her Yershim, and it's Mishnah saying that Her Yershim are the ones who get the Chiyuv Kavura. So over here also, the one who gets the Nadunya, so over here, that will be the same thing. Okay, fine. So there's the Yershi Habal, and there's the, and her Yershim are dividing up her properties in when it comes to Yerusha. Okay. Amar Rava. So, Balema Achan Yerush Ishto Ein Ani Kover. So let's say there would not be any necessarily in the dunya. So, what they're being Yerush is the property which is Meshuba to the Ksuba, which until now, when she was alive, had that Shibud. It was set aside for her. And now, when she dies, the Yershim of the brother take possession of the Ksuba. So that we have responsibility for. But the Chiyuv Kavura, why do we have Chiyuv Kavura? So if the Yesod of the Skus Yerusha is Mitzadin Ksuba, Tzadikar the Ksuba is the Mana Messiah. And even if there be an Adunya Lachar, the Adunya Pshat is it's like coming along within the context of the Ksuba. See, his real claim is I'm being Yerush the Ksuba, my brother. I'm not wider responsibility for the Yerush of the woman. For the Ksuba of the woman. Amar Rava. So that's what Rava asked. Amar Le'abayim. Mishum the boy malav mishtet stodim. So they come with the argument like this: Im achi echav yarish or achiv yarish yikras ishta. If you are actually the yarish of the brother, taking over all of his properties, so you have he had a chiyuv of kavura. That's part of his chiyuvim, which the husband has a chiyuv to be kavur his wife, even if she did not bring anything into the marriage. So that would mean the same thing over here is saying that, you know, as far as you're concerned, she's done nothing for you. All of this is the tzuba, which has been belongs to the brother. Still a chiyuv kavur. Elamai what? If you want to say imenu kavur ishtai, so then you think sabasa. Because Al tied the Chiyuv Kavura to the Ksuva. So, if you're saying you're not the one responsible for the Ksuva, for the Kavura, it means that the property designated for the Ksuva, you're not taking rights to because the two are connected. So then pay the Ksuva pay the Ksuva. Okay. So Amalei, so Rabbi said back, no, how do you come in? My question was the following: Ach ani Yerush as Ishta, Ach ani Yerush as Ishta ain ani Kaver. So I have a right to get Yerusha. I have no chiyuv to be Kaver the woman. V'imishum Ksuba. And this argument that you're saying that So this is the Yavam says like this. The Yavam says, "I'm in Yerush, my brother." Let's say argument said there was only one brother. So he says, "I'm the Yerush." But why should we chayev in the kibur of the woman? I mean, Misham Ksuba, because I took possession of the Ksuba. But in the Ksuba, Ligus Michayim, that the as long as the husband is alive, there's no Chiyuv Ksuba yet. The Yavam, as it were, takes over the property of the Nifter. He also takes over, as it were, when he would do Yibum, he would take over that status of there's no Chiyuv Ksuba yet. So, at what point would the Chiyuv Ksuba kick in? Normally kicks in when the husband dies. But since you're writing a situation of Yibum, where the Yavam takes over the Chiyuv Ksuba, so the Chiyuv Ksuba never became a Chayiv to pay yet. So she's not owed a ksuba that we could argue, well, if you don't want to be carver her, just pay off the ksuba and use the money for the kvura.
Why?
What? You understand the question? No. The Yavam says his plan was to do Yibum. A man dies, let's say not Shesha Yibum, a man dies, she has the right to collect her ksuba. Right? So now we can argue that the fee of ksuba is effective, and now she dies, so we can say to the Yershim of the husband, But she had an excuse to collect from the property the ksuva, which no longer is true because she died. So that you gain the property of the ksuva, which was meshubah to the ksuva, is mechayev you to take care of the kibur of the woman. You gain the property and you have a chiyuv of the kibur. But the argument is because you have a chiyuv of kibur because you gain the property. But getting the property means assuming that that really she had a right to collect the property. So, in the scenario where the husband dies, not in a situation of Yibum, so she's not, there's nobody awaiting to take over that the property of the husband and the Chiyuv Ksuba, etc., because husband's dead, nobody else is going to take that over. So, she has a right to collect her Ksuba, and that's a shibud on the yarshim of the husband, and when she dies, that shibud is removed. They gain that situation. They have a chiyuv kvura. The situation where you're waiting yibum, the chiyuv ksuba hasn't kicked in yet, because if it proceeds to yibum, she's still not over the ksuba yet. She can't marry anybody else. She's waiting the yavam. And the yavam's going to marry her. And over the ritual ksuba and the nechassim of the nifter, so she has no time that she has the right to collect the ksuba yet. That we can say now when she dies, you gain back the property of the ksuba, which was meshubah to the ksuba, and therefore you should be yarvisher, that you should be kaver her. That never got to that state. Rabbi's arguing. Okay. Okay. So. So more so like this. Man shamata the islay medrash ksuva beishamai. So the. She has a shtar which is a shibud on the property of the husband. Right? So the shibud is there. What are you arguing? You're arguing, but the language of the ksuba says when you'll get what's written in the ksuva. Because she can't marry, and she can't marry somebody else. So you're being medayik from the Tanai, which is written there, that calls man, it doesn't reach that stage. It doesn't have a din ksuba. Okay.
What?
Let me finish the thought. Mishmina lebeishami dami star milivis kagobi dami. So beishami shita is that once you have a star shibud on somebody, the status of shibud gives the status of shibud gives the balchayv more rights than the actual musik in the property. So we're not denying that she has a shibud on all the property of the husband. She doesn't have a right to collect it yet until she reaches the final stage of being able to marry somebody else. But the shibud is there, and Meshameh holds that the shibud is there, gives her the status of the muksuk and the property more than the person who actually has it. Where do you see that? It's not. Mesa Barley Nachalo Shasa. Woman is a Saita. Woman is a Saita that loses her rights to her ksuva. Now the husband dies before they got to the point where she was able to drink and be mavara her status. Basila says she either she drinks or drinks and proves it, or no ksuba. So Mar said, what does that mean? She can't drink now, the husband's no longer alive. So Basila says she can't drink anymore. So it's a suffix. The Baal is the Baal, and then slash now the Yarshay Baal are the Muhzakim. She's coming to collect from them with maybe Yomi Ksuba. So of course she's not gonna collect. So Shambe Shem, somebody says she collects the Ksuba. Beshem Army another Ksuba. Well Shoy says Ramai Sveku, Suffolk Zanoi, Suffolk Lazanoi. Because he's Suffolk Matsumade Varai. So how can Beishamai say that she can collect Misafik? Teretz is, we're forced to say that Beishamai holds Kisavri Beishamai Shtar Harman Likvus Kigami Domi. So that she's considered the Muxik in the property, so the Yarshim are not the Muzakim, and she's not becoming Moitzi from the Yarshim. Sharmali was a Gabi Domi, Sumela, it's awaiting. She has a star that gives her, as it were, the status of Muxik in the properties. So they're saying that she's Mazana, she doesn't. So they're going to have to prove that she does have a right to the does not have a right to the ksuba to prevent her from getting what belongs to her. Okay. So Rava is arguing, or the Mor is arguing back to Rava. So you're arguing that since it says in the ksuba, that's what you're going to get, which is written in here. And since she can't marry anybody else because she's wedding Yibum, so she has no right to the ksuba. But Beishamai's shita is that it's considered muksik by the isha. So now, when the yavam, which is the yarsha of the baal, is getting it, his mom is getting it from the woman, not from the brother, because so, she's the muksik. on the properties of the ksuba, for the he of ksuba monomasayim. So now the yavam is getting it from the, when the woman dies, the yavam is getting it from the woman. So of course he has the he of kibura. Where it says no. The Mor says, but the Habin and the Chishitini Soy La'acha, Titli Masha Kosum the Chiva Leka. So, the language of the Ksuba only says that she has a right to collect it when she marries somebody else. Which, so, calls man, you're in the situation of a waiting Yibum, that's not called awaiting somebody else. And she doesn't have a right to the Ksuba yet.
Is called away.
So Ravashi Yavim Nami Kachar Dami. The Kishitinoy Soy La'achar Tidli Mashakosim Lachi doesn't only apply to a stranger, it applies to the Yavim also. The point of the point of the Ksuba is that she has a right when her husband dies to stay, as it were, by the husband. Once she moves on with life to go on to somebody else's possession, so the husband, that's when she has a right to collect the Ksuba and no longer get any support from the husband's estate, etc. Yibum does the same thing, that in the sense that she's moved into somebody else's responsibility. So awaiting Yibum is awaiting to be with somebody else. So the Chiyuv Ksuba is there. The Chiyuv Ksuba is there. So when she dies, the Yavam is, as it were, getting the property back from her, and therefore he has the Chiyuv Kura. Okay.